We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. Pastor Joe Helm is with us and has been sharing some very important principles concerning getting out of debt, staying out of debt. And Pastor Joe, you were sharing a 12-step program with us. Just review the first couple of steps there and then continue, if you will.
Yeah, and just to remind the listeners that the 12-step program is called Escaping the Debt Trap. One was simply capping your debt. In other words, stop it. Just stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop deficit spending. Close charge accounts. Close credit cards. Just stop. It's the only way that you're going to recover. Step two is make a budget. It has to be in writing. You can't just think that you're going to monitor this in your head. It never works.
Right.
So you've got to have a written budget. You can stop at any office supply store, Office Max or Staples or you name it, any one of these office supply stores. Have these budget books, home budget books, for $5, $6, $7. And they will help you. They've even got instructions and guide you right through how to fill it out and keep it filled out month to month so that you can observe, you know, where your spending can be reduced. Step three is getting an inventory of your actual debt.
Okay.
In other words, you need to make a list. You should list out. And in fact, the budget book would even have this in there. Name the creditor and the amount that you owe them. And then in the next column, you put down the interest rate. How much interest are you paying them? Then you put a column for the minimum monthly payment. How much is the minimum I need to pay them in order to honor them and keep them current each month while I proceed through this escaping the debt trap plan?
Right.
Then what you do is you arrange those debts in the order in which you are going to start paying extra money beyond the monthly minimum.
Okay.
Because obviously that's how you start eliminating that debt.
Right.
The monthly minimum, the credit card company's got that angle figured out. All you're paying pretty much is interest.
Right.
And so if you really want to attack the debt, you've got to pay extra. And so in order to know which debts to pay first, you want to organize them from the highest interest debt to the lowest interest debt. Now, that means that if you've got credit cards, they're probably going to be at the top because they're going to be 18 to 23% typically, unless you've got some special credit card. And I've seen a few that the interest rate's down around 9%, but most of them are 18 to 23. So you're going to have those listed first and then your lower interest below them. All right. So that's step three, inventory your debt. Step four then is reorganizing your debt. That is it possible for us to reorganize these debts in a way that's going to reduce interest immediately? All right, so here's two examples. Number one, you would, with that home equity line we talked about way
right.
back in step one when we said cap your debt, close your charge accounts, we had mentioned, well, hold on to your home equity line maybe as long as you don't borrow any money from it.
Right.
And maybe we'll use it then to refinance credit card debt. So if you have $10,000 in credit card debt
mm-hmm.
and you have a home equity line that is only at a 4%, 5%, 6% interest rate, take the $10,000 on the home equity line, pay off the credit card so you don't pay 18% anymore to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And now you put that home equity line back in your list of debt and you've immediately reduced interest.
So that's reorganizing the debt.
That's reorganizing, yeah. Or you could consolidate payments.
Okay.
Some credit card companies will offer you once in a while the ability to transfer a balance from a different credit card to this one.
Right.
Well, if you were fortunate enough, maybe you couldn't get a home equity line at 5 or 6%.
Okay.
Maybe you could, though, or you do have a credit card that's an 8 or 9% credit card, which, again, is rare,
yeah.
but they do exist. Maybe then you take your 18% credit card debt and you roll it over into that 8% credit card. So these are just ways that you can immediately consolidate or renegotiate or refinance.
Right.
And the other thing that's good about the home equity line is that the interest is tax deductible on your tax return.
Oh, okay.
So you
yeah.
get another little kicker there
right.
in
right.
terms of reducing your overall out-of-pocket.
And of course, if you are reducing your monthly payment, that's giving you more money that you can be paying toward your debt.
Precisely. And this is where now we've just, step one again, stop creating debt, stop deficit spending.
Mm-hmm.
Step two, make a budget. That's an imperative, a written budget, so you know where your money's coming from and where it's going, and you can choose things that you can then cut back on. Step three was inventory your debt, get your debt all on paper so you can see it in the big picture. And then step four, reorganize it to try to cut interest, consolidate loans, get tax-deductible loans, whatever it takes, reorganize to get some immediate effect of reducing interest. Step five, then, is with the money that's starting to appear from the lowering of your interest, the cutting of expenses in your budget, hopefully now you've got some cash flow where you're actually starting to squeeze some extra funds out of your monthly income. With that, step five is an emergency fund. But it's emergency fund phase one. There's going to be two phases of the emergency fund.
Okay.
Emergency fund phase one is you want to save $1,000 in the bank as fast as you possibly can. This is the bare essence of an emergency fund so that you've got $1,000. And it's like Jim Cramer, that financial guy, says, cut, cut, cut.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you want to slash the budget. You may have to work more hours. You may have to sell some personal property, reorganize your debt, cut expenses, get some cash flow so that you can get $1,000 in the bank as fast as you possibly can.
Okay.
Once you get that $1,000 in the bank, you know, you celebrate a little bit within reason. It was a goal. It was a prize that you achieved.
Right.
So that you encourage yourself. Step six, then, is now that you have that $1,000 in the bank, we are going to start paying our debt.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start reducing debt, eliminating debt, getting rid of debt. And in order to do that, there's a number of ways to start attacking that. Number one, with what we would call one-time reductions, you know, selling stuff.
Okay.
And especially stuff that has a monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sell that car and buy a car that doesn't have a payment.
Right.
And yeah, the car's not going to be as nice, but hey, bud, you know, you can't afford
right.
that nice car.
Right.
And you're paying all kinds of interest out, you know, to drive around in this fancy car. Number two, you might have to move. Sell that bigger house, maybe buy a smaller house, get out of that more expensive apartment, and rent a cheaper apartment. And these are the kind of belt-tightening things that people really resist.
Sure.
Because they want their comfort.
Right.
They want their status, and they're very often unwilling. But if a person is really desiring to get out of debt, and after all, getting out of debt is not the grand goal. Getting out of debt is just getting to zero. Do you want to be zero the rest of your life? No. You want to grow. You want to build. And ultimately, you want to have something with which to invest in the kingdom of God.
Right. Exactly. That's what it's
all
about.
Which is ultimately where we would get
the reason that we're here anyway.
Yeah. And so one-time reductions. You might have some money in the bank that you didn't want to take out. You thought you were, you know, investing or saving it. Well, it's not doing any good earning 1%, 2%, or 3% on money in the bank when you're paying 18% to a credit card company. That's foolishness.
Sure. Yeah.
So you take that money out and you pay it off on the debt. Gifts from parents or grandparents, but I can assure you, you're probably going to have to convince them that you're serious this time about changing your ways. You get another income source, number two, another job, a second job, home business, whatever it takes, make some extra money. And once you have this cash flow by slashing your budget, by selling things, by reorganizing, by getting another income source, now it's time to actually start paying debt with whatever extra cash flow you've got on a monthly basis. And what you want to do is you want to pay the monthly minimum on the low interest debt, but you want to pay as much as you possibly can on the high interest debt. And you just keep doing that until the first high interest credit card or loan is paid off. But then you don't sit back and say, woo, the pressure's off. Now what you do is you take that money that you were paying off on that high interest loan and you add that to the next highest interest loan's debt.
Directly to the principal.
Yeah, directly to the principal.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Ramsey called this the debt snowball. So you're adding those payments to the debts you've already paid to the next debt in line,
right.
And the snowball's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you're paying off faster now. Each of these loans or credit cards or whatever they are,
right.
You're paying them off faster. And it's amazing how this debt snowball works. if you're disciplined to do it.
And of course, the idea of having that $1,000 savings is because when emergencies do take place, you're not borrowing money.
Transmission or whatever.
Yes.
And these days, of course, a furniture or a transmission is going to be a little more than $1,000. But the point is, $1,000 is a nice little bank account to take care of some of the lesser emergencies.
Right.
But let me give you an illustration of the debt snowball. Let's say that you owe $3,000 at 18% on a credit card, very modest amount of debt. $3,000, 18% on a credit card. The minimum payment is only $60 a month. If you only paid the $60 a month, it would take 30 years and 10 months to pay off $3,000. Can you believe it? But by adding just $15 a month to your payment, from $60 to $75, it'll only take 5 years and 3 months to pay off that credit card.
From 30 years to 5 years.
And you'll save $5,759 in interest.
$15 more a month.
Now, think of what you could do with that with larger debt loans, such as a home mortgage.
Yeah.
And I just happen to have a chart which show us the incredible savings if you were to change your mortgage from 30 years to just 20 years. Listen to this. You have a $150,000 purchase price for a home.
Right.
You pay $15,000 down. You finance $135,000 at 4%.
Mm-hmm.
Very typical loan today.
Right, right.
If you took a 30-year mortgage, your monthly payment would be $644,000. And the interest you'll pay is $97,000. That's the amount of interest you'd pay on a 30-year loan, $644 a month. If you change that to a 20-year loan instead of a 30-year loan,
right,
the monthly payment is
$818. Okay.
So approximately, what is that, about $180 a mm-hmm. month more.
Mm-hmm.
But your interest would only be $60,000.
Oh, wow. You cut it back a third.
Instead of $97,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even more dramatic if you could afford a 10-year or a 15-year. It's really remarkable.
Okay.
And so anyone out there with a home mortgage today,
mm-hmm.
they should be exploring a refi at today's low interest rates. Because the other thing to note, the lower your term, if you go from 30 to 20 or 20 mm-hmm. to 15,
mm-hmm.
they lower your interest rate.
Okay.
So incredible. So the interest savings are even larger.
Wow. Well, you are certainly giving us some great insights, and our time is up again this session, but we will definitely be back in a couple of days, and you will continue this 12-step program for us. So much good information here, folks, and we trust it'll be a real help and blessing to you. The whole goal is to be able to be a good steward of the finances that God provides, and that is a moment-by-moment, day-by-day decision. Till the next time, we trust the Lord will bless you and your family in a fantastic way.